Ah, there you are. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, can you hear
me? Yes, Danielle, you're welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. So this is very exciting for both of us. Danielle, this is your commercial. And I can hear a beautiful girl in the background, so this is all perfect. Let's start with our story, Danielle. Do you want to give yourself a little plug here out there on Live Blog Talk Radio? Tell the audience what you do for a living.
Sure. I create websites, but that's just an introduction to meeting someone in their business. And then I offer more and like consulting and helping them grow their business. And that's my goal in life, is to support other entrepreneurs and achieving their dreams.
Wow.
My business is called
one of those...
Zabava. Yeah.
Go ahead. What is the name of your business?
ZabavaConsulting.com. ZABAVA. Or you can just search Danielle Schermerhorn. That's all really difficult to search for, so I should probably work on that.
Yes, and Zababa. How did you come up with the name of your what do the letters stand for?
Actually, it's not an acronym. It means fun, and that's it. It's just something that I've always wanted in my business, is just to have this, like just a lighthearted approach to everything, because life is short, and you know, I just want to support other people, but let's just have fun with it. Let's not be so
awesome.
Serious.
What language is it that you've used to create the word fun?
It means fun in Bosnian, and it's just something I came across, and I liked it.
That is so cool. So, you know, and I got to say, I can give my testimony. Danielle is amazing, and she is playing with some big players. And if anybody goes to my website, lifeworksparentingtools.com, you can actually see Danielle's work and get connected to us. Well, you know, just to, you know, start our story, Danielle, not only is she a talented mother, like many of you listening, but she also... she's working from home, and you can hear a little voice in the background. And I think the first show is really about, how do you juggle it all? How do you work from home, get things done, and have some quality time at the same time?
Right. So answer that. how do I do it? A lot of it for me is work-life balance. If I ever find that something's pulling more than another thing, then I reevaluate and I do something about it to make life easier for me. Or my business. So like recently I hired a babysitter on a more regular basis, and that's been really helpful because now I'm not focusing so much on like trying to do that balance myself. I have some support, and I've also subcontracted more work out. But you know, like that, you don't start, I think the key is like not to go too big, because I think business owners too often, when they want to work at home, they think right away that they need to send their kids off to daycare or get a babysitter or something like that. And I guess I'm more on the opposite approach, like just try it first. And, you know, when your kids are napping, that's when you work. And then once you're getting too busy, then you add where you need help.
That's awesome. So we get to hear your beautiful self-expressed daughter in the background. Can you tell us a little bit about her and how old she is and, you know, where you guys maybe some of the tools that you've gotten for me already. Danielle and I have an extremely powerful partnership because she's been helping me with the technical end and I've been helping her with parenting. Can you share with the audience some of the things you've shifted and the results that you're getting?
Yeah. So I have two kids. My oldest, she's been through a lot in her little life. We've moved a lot. We lived with my husband's uncle who was physically ill, and he eventually passed away from cancer, but we were living with him at the end of his life, and so she was there with that, and we went through several moves in her short life. And so I think through all of that, I was finishing my master's and I was starting this business. She kind of got lost in the mix, unfortunately, and she started to want attention, and she would get it in a negative way. So when we moved to the house that we're in right now, she started banging her head actually on like things. She would look for something to bang her head on so she could get hurt, so she could get attention. And that's when I realized, like, whoa, I need to stop and I need to focus on her way more than I am. And so we did that, and it was getting better, but still she had a hard time listening, and she had issues with hitting me. She's so sweet to everybody else, but to me she was really violent and just did not listen. And so when I got connected with Sue, you just were a lifesaver, because all of a sudden you helped me not say that she was good or bad, which was like the very first thing you told me, and that really helped me have more empathy for her display of negative attention. And then you walked me through a lot of like real easy steps that I could do to redirect her behavior. So now we have a much happier relationship, and now she comes up to me just when we're not doing anything, and she'll give me a hug and tell me that she loves me. And that's something that, you know, I had a request before. So it's just huge for me.
So it really is true. The children don't care whether they get positive attention or negative attention, as long as they get attention. And, you know, we all want to be good parents. And I like to get rid of the name good, because really, when we use labels like good and bad, that is one of the shifts that Danielle's talking about, is instead of seeing our children as good or bad, they're either thriving or they're struggling. And I don't know too many people that would actually lash out and hurt a struggling child. It's our job as parents to teach them, help them figure it out rather than do it for them. And at all ages, I had the pleasure of being on a webinar with Danielle and her daughter. And that was one of the promises that her daughter made on the webinar, was to use her words instead of her hurting and hurting her mom by hitting. And it's amazing. You think that these young children don't understand, but they really do. And if you can put in your head that they're not bad when they make mistakes, just like when I make mistakes, it's not that I'm a bad person. It's just that maybe I'm up against something, like all of us. And what if you could start to, you know, put in place of bad that you're just calling for help? And I think that's helped Danielle a lot to shift. And one of the first techniques I taught Danielle, and as I'm hearing your daughter in the background, is touch. And so instead of telling our children to move away, it's open up your body language and really touch them and massage their back gently. And the message is, I love you, and I'm not able to stay completely busy with you. versus pushing them away and kind of saying, wait a minute, wait a minute. It's like you actually want to bring them closer to you. In this moment right now, Danielle, are you able to touch your daughter and to make her feel a part of it?
She is playing, but I have been doing that because she already came up to me and wanted to have my attention. So I gave her that touch, and then it was fine. And now she's playing with her brother and being sweet.
Yeah.
So she knows that just because I'm on the phone doesn't mean that, you know, I don't love her and I'm not focusing on her.
So let's just take that as a mistaken belief, because when you ask children, why do you misbehave, oftentimes they don't know. I don't know about you, but when I'm having a bad day, sometimes I don't even know why I'm misbehaving. But the truth is it's because we're not feeling loved. We're not feeling valued. We're not feeling powerful. And so the techniques that I apply to children, it works with everybody. It works with your husband, with your animals, with everybody, because when you're not feeling loved, nobody behaves very well. And so it's so funny. I was at someone's house, and they actually had this little hyper dog, and it just kept jumping up, and it was barking, and it was being so, you know, it was just like wanting attention. And I didn't give it any eye contact, and I reached down and just put my hand on it, and I started to pet it, and it crawled up in my lap, and it just fell asleep. And the owner was looking at me like, what did you do? Like, this dog doesn't normally behave this way. It usually just keeps barking. And so it's like, it's just the energy, because it's your energy that either says, when you get annoyed, that energy comes across loud and clear. And so I don't think too many parents actually say to their child, you're annoying me right now, go away. But that's exactly what's coming across. And
right.
So by teaching people how to open their body language and show love, then the mistaken belief is that mom can stay busy and I can still feel love. And so for a lot of the working moms out there, I highly recommend that you do more touch. And maybe you'll get maybe 5 minutes or 10 if you're lucky, depending on the age of the child. How old is your daughter?
My daughter will be 3 in June.
Okay, so she's going to come back up here any time now and want more attention. And so just continue to reach out and touch her back and see if that works. But if we go on this radio show, which is why I like to keep the radio show short, we're going to end right at 1 o'clock. If your daughter can kind of stay busy and feel connected with you during this radio show, it's almost like a miracle. Because
right.
Developmentally, it's really, we're asking her to do more than she's really capable of doing. And so that's why it's so important to just remember your energy. It's not the tools that don't work. Sometimes we just don't work. And that's
mm-hmm.
where you got to start to look at, gosh, if these redirecting tools don't work, I got to do something to make myself create that energy that I'm not giving off. Does that make sense? Have you ever reached out, Danielle, and tried to touch her back, but it didn't work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And did you even notice that maybe it escalated? It almost seemed like it made it worse.
For sure.
So that's when you know that your goal of your child is not in attention. She actually is probably in a power struggle with you. And, you know, a power struggle, just reaching out and touching a child isn't going to be as effective as giving the child a choice. And, you know, it's like sometimes it can be as simple as, do you want to sit over here on this side or this side? Can you give an example maybe of a time that you used a choice with her and it worked really well?
I use choices all the time now. So, like, with food, she always wants to just stick with one food. And I like to, you know, not have her just eat one thing the entire day. So then if she asks for like candy or something, then I'll say, well, you could have strawberries or grapes, you know, like a sweet alternative, but I don't really care which one it is. Or like yesterday we were leaving the house and I said, do you want your pink shoes or your brown boots? You know, I don't really care which shoe she wants to wear. And it's really fun for her then, because then she gets to think about it and tell me which one she wants. And, you know, and then she's more excited to, like, put it on or, you know, eat that food or whatever it is.
And, you know, that's an example of giving your child more power instead of taking the power away. Now, if a parent starts to listen to this radio show and you immediately try to practice this, but you're practicing it with the intention that this won't work, do you see how it might not work? Because your intention has to be, I'm giving my child choices not to manipulate her. I'm giving her choices because I want to empower her. I want her to grow up and be a good choice maker. I want her to realize that you could marry this guy or you could marry this guy. And have her really evaluate what's going to be the best fit for her. I think a lot of my listeners know I'm in front of about 100 people getting divorced a month. I teach a program called A Child's Life. And I got to tell you, no one puts a gun to your head and says, marry this person. And so you got to look at 60% of the people getting divorced. Yes, maybe your wife or your husband has been misbehaving for some time, but you really got to take a look at how good are you at making choices? Are you making choices to please other people, or are you making choices to make yourself happy? And I think when you parent your child with fear, two things are going to happen. You're going to have a child that's going to rebel, or you're going to have a child that's going to surrender and submit. And the problem with that is if children grow up, you know, doing what the parents want them to do out of fear, can you see how in your adult life you're going to actually do make choices out of fear? So tying this all together, the whole purpose behind giving our children these opportunities to make choices is really to empower them. And sometimes your daughter is going to choose something and she's not going to like the way it goes. And instead of rescuing her, that's where I tell parents to come in with empathy. Not, oh, well, I should, you know, a lot of times we have to resist saying, I told you so, or I wanted you to do it this way, but you wanted to do it this way. See, if we do that, we ruin the lesson. But if you just step back and allow them to have their upset feelings and just say, wow, this is really hard for you. You know, you made a choice that you're not happy with. And sometimes mommy makes choices I'm not happy with. You know, so what do you want to do now? And it's so awesome when we step back and allow them to kind of figure out what they can do now.
I've even done and that with my husband. Like, do you want to do the dishes or do you want to take out the garbage? You know, like, what would actually, like, make you not feel like you're being forced to do a chore, you know, and make you happy right now, because you have to help with something.
And what happened when you gave him those choices?
It does work, because, like, you know, then he's like, well, you're better at the dishes, and I wouldn't mind doing this, you know. So, yeah, it's really been a good thing.
And, you know, another thing I'm going to add to this is before you even ask him next time, give him two positives. And then take your stance of, you know, like two positives. It so primes people for contribution. So it's like you might say, you know what, you really did a great job yesterday on the walkway. It looks so beautiful. And I love how, you know, you're playing with our daughter. It's just like gives me that time of just getting some more work done. You know, I just have these two things on my plate left. I got this and this. Which one do you want to do? And then when he actually chooses one, it's like, thank you. I am the luckiest girl in the world to have such a wonderful husband. And you will get so much more If you think a positive stance, so whatever it is you want. And, you know, the research is there. You've got to give people more positives than requests. And I know women have a habit, because our brain goes in 7 different directions. We become very masterful at doing, you know, the multitasking, but men are not wired that way. And so we can overwhelm men with our requests. In fact, the average woman gives over 2,000 requests a day. Hurry up, you're going to be late. No, you can't wear that. Go back and change. How come you didn't have your breakfast yet? No, you can't have that for breakfast. Put that back. Oh, my goodness, it's 10 minutes. We're going to be late. You know what? This is not working for me. And then the teacher gets a hold of them. No, you can't sit here. You have to sit here. Your name's not on your paper. How come your homework's not done? And then a lot of kids go to extended day. And the extended day lady says, no, you can't play basketball. You played yesterday. You have to play this game. No, you can't go out for recess. You haven't cleaned up your mess. And then you pick them up at car line, and you're like, where's your soccer clothes? How can you left them? And then pretty soon it's like, brush your teeth. Hurry up. It's time to go to bed. And then our kids get to wake up and do it all over again. So, you know, thank you, Danielle, for being on the show today. And your beautiful daughter has gone above and beyond. I think anybody listening to the show that knows a 3-year-old has been playing quietly while we're on a live blog talk radio. So I just acknowledge you, because this really tells me that you are spending a lot of quality time with your daughter, even though you are working. Because I will tell you right now, if Danielle hasn't been spending quality time with her daughter and she practiced what we just practiced, it would not work. Because probably what your daughter would be feeling is hurt, and you could not reach out and just rub a child's back and make them feel loved and not stay busy with them and have it work. And so yes. From what you told me at the beginning of the show about your daughter banging her head against the wall, that clearly was a call for help, and there was a revenge cycle going where she did feel hurt, and she's been hurting you back. But what I noticed is it's getting better and better, and that tells me that you have been having a lot more quality time with your daughter and that you're feeling a lot more confident. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I would say, too, I mean, it's really not that easy. Like, just it took me a lot of it took all of me to change my bad habits, and just like it took her a lot of time to change her bad habits of reaching out for negative attention. So, but every day it gets better, and, you know, just like listening to you, and because some things don't resonate right away, but after I talk to you another time, then that something you've been saying all along will resonate, and then I finally get it. So I think, like, the key is just to keep working with you and to keep working on it and trying to get better with your kids.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners. And Danielle, oh my gosh, what a wonderful partnership we have. You're helping me. I'm helping thousands and thousands of listeners. Danielle's going to put together a blog for me. So she'll be blogging after this radio show. So you can go to lifeworksparentingtools.com and actually read our blog and make your comments. And, oh, my gosh, give that beautiful girl a big hug for us. And I want to thank you and tune in to our episode. We're going to be Monday through Thursday at noon to 1. So somewhere in that window we'll be on live blog talk radio for 30 minutes. And our number is 347-850-1890. Thank you and have a wonderful day. And thank you, Danielle.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.